Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had Fred Smoot on the podcast the other day, and I wanted you to hear his answers to what we were talking about earlier, and that is, you know, what are the issues defensively and what are the fixes? We started off with, what are the issues?
The issues to me, and here go another unsung hero, people don't, you know, Will Harris. Let me tell you what this guy brought to this team. He became the vocal Liza of the back end. He had the ability to play tight ends in a way that no other safety on his roster. I've watched him in Zach Ertz battle all offseason.
He didn't play Tucker Kraft very well.
Listen to me. I'm never judging nobody by one guy. I know what this guy brought to this team. And now that he is missing in his defensive backfield, now that they continue to try to play out of man-to-man, if you can't play man-to-man, if you ain't got people changing it to boxes and triangles and doing checks when they motion and understanding how to get the most play out of the less, putting people in the less spots that's going to get them. Like, the one thing about it is, as much as people on Lattimore, sometimes it's what you call and how you execute it. Some of these things where he's running all the way across these formations, me and Sean Spring would have been checked there before that play even came. Like, so it's how do you talk and how do you weaponize communication and what are those communication checks? What can we check to? What are our options? So that's all I'm saying is, before people go and say what a person can and cannot do, you need to know what he got at his full repertoire and what's the communication. So if I can say anything that I'm seeing with my eye, it's the, they need to be on the same page, and they're not. It's almost like everybody, because we in man-to-man, everybody out there playing survival mode, and that ain't how I got to be played.
Okay, so you, I think, are implying an answer to my next question, which is, for people like me, I think it's really hard to figure out. You know, obviously, you don't want Bobby Wagner, you know, covering Bijan Robinson or Kyle Pitts. You know, him in coverage doesn't seem...
You don't want Bobby Wagner from 10 years ago checking to Bijan Robinson.
Exactly. So there are certain things that are obvious. But when it comes to why people have gotten so wide open against the two opponents that are capable offensively, because the Giants and Raiders were not that capable offensively on the days we played them anyway. On the days we played them.
So you give them credit. So you discredit them when they don't stop offense, but when they do stop offense, it's because
I'm just
32 because it don't compare to the other one. Because guess what? Their Green Bay offense is one of the top offenses in football. Their Falcons offense got three layers of stars. If the quarterback continues to grow, they're going to have a star-studded cast. And now the defense struggled against two good offenses. It happened.
You are really in 2-2. You're in 2-2 mode right now. You're in 500 mode. You needed them to win yesterday. You needed them to be 3-1. So did I. I prefer that. No, what I was saying is that, you know, they played the Giants, who were a bit of a mess on opening day. No Andrew Thomas. That offensive line was a mess. They played the Raiders. Their best guard didn't play. You know, they were on a short week, Monday Night Football, West to East Coast, 1 o'clock start. And a lot of people got very excited about the defensive performances. And I think it's... And I think... Okay, well, in my view, I think it was, you know, there was cautiousness in the approach to they're much better. Why? Because when they played a good offense, they got torched against Green Bay. And when they played a better than average offense yesterday, they got torched again. So I think it is still very much a wait and see here. But after yesterday, there are concerns. But back to what I was going to say about coverage, I think it's really hard for us that didn't play, didn't coach, to understand, is it more players and execution, or is it more scheme and play calling? And it sounded to me...
They both are always going to be married in a way that can't be separated. It's the play call, the players, the DNA of all of those things is only like, think about a coordinator. If you ain't got the players you need to call a certain style of defense, you're going to stay away from that defense no matter how much you love that defense because I don't have the soldiers for it. So they are so married to each other. Sometimes we'll never know unless we in that locker room truly which one is the weakness. Now, the only thing they can tell us sometimes is if it starts to be patterns. Like if the certain person just continue to get beat and it becomes a pattern, then it's more of a dead person thing than it is a technique thing, what's going on with the play call.
All right, you know what? Enough about why. Let's. I'm going to be Tyrion Lannister right now. I'm going to be the hand, and we got to come up with solutions here. So what's this? What's the solution? Well, you're Tyrion Lannister, not me.
No. I'm more Littlefinger. I'm about chaos is a ladder to greatness. See, you gotta realize Littlefinger started the Game of Thrones. He started all the drama.
I know, but you can't trust Littlefinger, and I want to be able to trust you.
And guess what? In this world, you can't trust nobody. So understand that. I always understand that.
All right. What's the solution?
The fix is one. I think they need to simplify to play faster. Two, understand you don't have the depth you started the season off with. You're going to have to make sure that some guys are being rotated in, not because you want to, because they have to, because they could be your starter within a drop of a dime. Three, like I said, after simplifying, after making sure you maximizing some people, I want to see guys like Tyler Owens on the field. I want to see guys that we haven't been utilizing. I want to see these guys utilized. And on that defensive front, I know they've been rotating. I think you need to find which duos, which pairs, which guys work better together. Because I don't think this happened yet. I don't think they found, all right, these work better, these work better. Like, I don't think they found that quick shuffle over there. So I think simplify, put these guys in less high risk situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there needs to be a compromise in there and making sure that everybody's on the same page so everybody can play fast, everybody can play physical. And people need to, when anything get bad, they need to understand truly, they just have to lean on their technique, man. Technique is everything.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, on the D-line thing that you just talked about, what do you think the best combo of players is? Are you talking about just the front four, their base four, like which four should be out there the most?
Well, first of all, I like anything with Kinlaw in it. Like, if people really want to appreciate some good trench warfare, go get your All-22 and watch old Kinlaw.
Yeah.
He throwing people out the club. And Payne is getting that edge back. And see, he's not getting double-teamed as much because Kinlaw is in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So any combination of them, and Doris Armstrong is the unappreciated man. This right in the danger field right there. He gets no respect. He just ended a streak of a sack per game starting back to last year.
Yeah.
So he has been getting after the pass rusher. So any mix of those three plus whoever else needs to be in that pass rushing core. Like they need to find the true mixture of what's needed.
All right. Well, you know, it changes, and there's still plenty of time. There are 13 games left in the season. They're going to play them anyway, even though some people expected more and are disappointed. I think considering your best player didn't play in two games, 2-2 is fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, 2-2 is fine. How do you see Sunday's matchup against the Chargers?
Well, like I told you, anytime we got a game that number five is dressed up, that Jedi, we always got a chance. Now, the one thing that I think we're going to see a little bit of a different Charger team, because Joe Ott, one of the best offensive linemen in football, you don't lose a player like that and get better, especially after them already losing Rashawn Slater. So it's going to be some trench warfare that's going to decide that game. The big uglies will decide this game right here. And it's going to be one of the things. They got Amari and Hampton. They got and Herbert is, I have never seen him look this good, but I'm not shocked, because that's what Harbaugh does. He's a quarterback whisperer. He understands this will be a challenge going to play them over there. But like I said, anytime we got number five, we got a chance.
I agree with that. A couple of quick league questions. How much trouble are the Ravens in?
You know what? If anybody can find their way out, it's that team, because they too damn talented. But also, look at the first four scheduled games. Like they've been had this number one, you know, this top schedule for so long, and we've been used to them skating through it, that sometimes you don't stop to see how hard this schedule is. All right, this schedule will only get better. I mean, soft as it goes with two games against Cincinnati and Jake Brown. Hell, they might have Russell Wilson by that time. So the schedule will get – I think they will – put it like this. I'm never counting out any team with Lamar Jackson quarterback and Derrick Henry at the running back. I don't care how the defense look. Now, you want to talk about how a team feel about their defense. Would you want to go to sleep and wake up a Baltimore Ravens fan and talk about defense when it's been their identity for a billion years and all of a sudden now they can't stop a nosebleed? No, that's different.
Well, the expectations for great defense in Baltimore have been earned. That's for sure.
This team didn't earn it. They can't be living off Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
I'm saying the fan expectation, yes. No, you're right. But I tend to agree with you. I think they'll figure it out. And they're in a division that's certainly still gettable. In the NFC right now, you know, again, it's only four games, and the Packers look great, and then last night they gave up 40. But do you have a team in the NFC that you feel really good about, that this team is going to be there in late January with a chance?
And you're saying from the NFC, period?
NFC.
The Detroit Lions will be there.
That's mine. That's mine.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
They will be there. I would also say the LA Rams will be there, hovering. And I hate to say this, the Bleacher Creatures of Philadelphia will be there. That team right there, to me, is the most complete roster in football. When you go roster plus coaching and synergy, they win ugly, but they can win any way they want to. Saquon is off to a slow start. Nobody is saying nothing about it. A.J. Brown is off to a slow start. Everybody's talking about it. And they just continue to win. They just continue to win. But Washington, we'll have something to say about it, too.
Yeah, because I still believe that five, you could argue, is the best quarterback in the conference. And if you have the best quarterback in the conference, you get a shot. But that's interesting, because those are the three teams for me right now. Like, if you said, of the final four, the four that participate in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs, the Rams, as long as Stafford's healthy, the Lions and the Eagles are the only three that I feel really good about. You know, Green Bay, I think I would have said them 2 weeks ago and it would have been too early. I think they're really good and they're really talented, but I like Jordan Love. I like him a lot, but there are still some things that occasionally he does that'll cost you. But I think
he has to prove. He has to prove it. Yeah. He hasn't proved it in the playoffs. See, here go the thing about it. Old ball coach told y'all, did agree, y'all can't be crowning them. Right? Y'all want to crown them. Y'all want to crown these guys after two games and make them the best team in the NFL, and they just went head-to-head with the Cowboys, who people said 2 weeks ago were the worst team in football.
Right. All right. You're the best. Thanks for doing this. Hope you're well. Everybody can watch Fred. He's a part of all the stuff on the Commanders, you know, website, YouTube channel, with Logan and with Santana and everybody else. Appreciate you doing this.
Anytime, Professor.
Fred Smoot, everybody. Brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're going to carry Dan Quinn's press conference at 12:30. Assuming some updates on some of the injured players. Those of you that have been on hold to talk defense with what your number one fix would be, we'll get to you next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.